I'm a Weight Watcher. I'm a Weight Watcher. Watching food go by. My, my, my. I'm a Weight Watcher. I'm a Plate Watcher. Here comes a cream pie. Mmm, mmm, mmm. I was just a boy when I tried to eat my toys.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave alongside Joseph J, Trisha, Eric behind the glass, great producer. And this song brings back great memories.
These are the Occasions singing. Oh, wait, no, it's not the Occasions, but the song is I'm a Weight Watcher.
Oh, that's her. A who?
I'm a Weight Watcher.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I like very a plate popular of, plate in the world of dieting. Diet.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I like the lyrics. I was a boy. I was just a boy when I ate my toy.
When I tried to eat my toy, couldn't reach my shoes, put my toes, put my shoes on.
I never heard of that
Oh,
one.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go ahead and we'll transition out of that. And I am so excited about our next guest because his name is Ian Gomez. Come on!
Hey!
Hey! How are you, Ian?
I'm great. How are you?
Great, great. You know, I've just been a fan of yours for so long, and
nice.
And you've got this movie that we're going to be talking about today, Always Worthy. It's you know a great film. It's currently available on video on demand, right?
Yeah, it's on iTunes in the States, and I don't know if you have listeners in Canada. But it's also available there.
Worldwide.
As well as the UK and Ireland, in case someone's listening on, I don't know, online.
we've got a lot of listeners online, so I'm sure that they'll really appreciate that. And, of course, people might know you from a lot of different projects. You are, as I was alluding to earlier with that little come on, from Cougar Town, one of my favorite shows.
Oh, yeah, that was great. One of the best jobs I've ever had.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. With Courtney Cox, she's amazing.
Yeah.
And, a powerhouse.
And, of course, Penny Can. I mean, that's actually a thing now. I play Penny Can with my friends.
Yeah.
And
it's so simple.
It is.
A can and some pennies. And everyone has pennies.
Yeah.
They're, you know, in a big jar. Yeah.
Exactly. And of course, people now they can see you in theaters with someone that I very much admire. I think you have great taste in women, by the way.
Thank you very much. I do too.
Nia Vardalos, My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2. You were in the first one. You're now in this one.
Yes, my wife is so kind to put me in her movies. It's besides Always Worthy. It's you know it's the only film work I get. the stuff my wife gives me. So yeah.
But you're so talented. I mean, it's like I am always just so excited to see you in films and TV shows because you are just a very funny guy, and I love your role in this. Tell us a little bit about Always Worthy.
Okay, Always Worthy. It's it was written and it stars this woman named Amberlee Colston, who's fantastic. She's she did this as a one woman show, and she made it into a movie. And kind of like followed, you know, what my wife did, Nia Vardalos did. She got this thing made, and it's great. It's a story about a young actress in Hollywood trying to make it, and, you know, she's just trying almost, like, too hard. She's the biggest obstacle in getting success. So it's just about her life trying to get, you know, an agent. I play the agent. The boyfriend of her good friend, and I just give her a really hard time. You know, this is one of these typical Hollywood agents who's just a complete, you know, not a nice person. She's, you know, she's auditioning, and she's just horrible. You know, she has a lot of talent, but she doesn't know how to, you know, extract it out of her. And it's got a great cast. Lucas Haas is in it, the mm-hmm. actor. You might remember him from Witness when he was a small boy.
And Mars Attacks.
He was a young kid in Witness with Harrison Ford?
I think so, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Oh, he was a cute little kid. That
he
was
sure
a
was.
Great, great role for him. He was did a great job.
Yes,
he's
he
a
did.
Very cute adult, too.
Yeah, if you go for that kind of thing, tall, lanky, kind of quiet type with, you know, yeah.
Yeah, Dave looks just like
some women like that.
He does.
I'm physically opposite from him. Basically, I'm short, stocky, bald, and hairy. And he looks like he's a hairy
brothers.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. Great cast. It was wonderfully directed by this woman, Mariana Polka, and producers. Everyone. It's one of these experiences that I had that I was just like, I'll do anything for you guys. There was everyone from bottom to top was amazing, and they created this fantastic movie that called Always Worthy, which is available on iTunes.
Hey. Yeah.
I'm doing my pitch.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Excellent. And, you know, and I love all the characters in this, especially yours. Would you say that you ever met, you know, of course, you've worked on several projects, and have you ever met anyone that is similar to your character in this film?
I have met quite the odd types.
Okay.
in the agent and manager world. Usually the managers are the weird ones. The agents kind of like they have to work for like this corporation kind of thing, and like, but the managers usually go off on their own because they can't be in that system because they're bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
My managers, I don't know if they're listening, but they're fantastic. But I worked with this guy and for about a week, and my first meeting with him, he was nodding off. As he was talking, he was like, "So, what I see for your future is that we're going to." I'm like, I didn't know if he was like a narcoleptic or if he was like on heroin. I had no idea what was going on. But for some reason, I'm like, this guy's either really great or terrible. I'm going to go with great. And then I was wrong. He was terrible. So I left in about it.
Great. Well, if anyone's just now joining us, we are speaking with actor Ian Gomez about the new film, Always Worthy. It's currently available on iTunes, Video on Demand, worldwide. And Trisha's also on the line. I'm sure that, Trisha, this is a really, really fun film, don't you think?
Yes, I enjoyed it very, very much. And of course, like Dave, I always love a message in a movie. And
yes.
I think that the message that this movie shares is beautiful. At first you think, oh, it's just a comedy about, you know, this girl who gets in her own way more than anything. And, you know, it's just going to be a fun show. But then it does have that great turn at the end. And I think your character as well, when you kind of get that softer side, you do that so well. You just...
Oh, thank you.
I don't know. You just look very genuine. Even when you were being dismissive and not remembering her name and everything, but especially in those last few scenes, I just really thought that was beautiful. And I liked how it tied it all together and really make people think, you know, because sometimes we all, regardless of what industry we're in, we get caught up, you know, in ourselves and in what we're doing. And I think that was wonderful. So is this at all autobiographical for Amber Lee or...
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure a lot of it is about that. Is about her. I don't know about her situation with her mom or anything like that. But you have to. It has to come from somewhere. You know, when you write something. I mean, it seems like it's a very personal film that she's created. So you know, it doesn't come out of thin air. And I'm sure she's had struggles and. In Hollywood, as everyone does, and so I'm sure a lot of it is true. Like my wife's movie, a lot of it was true. But you know, then you kind of fictionalize some things and make it so it's viewable by other people because you know otherwise it's therapy and nobody wants to see somebody's therapy session. So. it's it's entertaining and it's truthful. So at the same time, and it's I'm blown away by her. She's a spitfire, firecracker. She's amazing. I hope that I get to work with her again. She'll have me.
Yeah, she just has such a fun personality that comes across in the film, and I think it does show that she has a lot of versatility as an actress as well. Being able to, pull off all those things that she did, but she seems so young. That's why I was surprised.
Yeah, she does seem very young, but she's about 52. No, she's not. I have no idea how old she is. No, she's, you know, in Hollywood, everyone's getting nipped and tucked and everything. No, she's,
well, you know what they say, the 50s are the new 20s.
I hope so. Oh, boy.
So does Dave.
Well, in that case, I need exactly. to be introduced to her plastic surgeon.
But she's, you know, she's young, and she's, and hopefully this thing will at least be, you know, get her foot in the door in some of some bigger projects, and because she's like the whole package.
Yeah,
so,
that's what we were still talking about, you know, walking into the studio today. You know, Dave and I were saying, you know, how talented she is, and just, you know, she's great in this film. The whole entire cast, including you, you know, again, actor Ian Gomez joining us on behalf of the film, always worthy. It's, you know, again, always fun to see you in shows, and I can't help but ask you, you know, about Cougar Town.
Sure.
You know, the entire cast there, I mean, and I'm going to call them by characters, of course, Jules and Ellie and, you know, Travis, the entire gang. Just, I think that over the years, we felt like we knew these people. I mean, what was it like behind the scenes? I mean, would you say that you felt like a family on the set?
Yeah, you know, we got really close really quickly. And, you know, like on the show, it's all different personalities.
Mm-hmm.
And we all had those different personalities, you know, but somehow we did mesh really well together. I had a great time with all the guys, and I, we, you know, we still hang out. We go out and we have a couple of drinks, and, you know, it was a show kind of based on, surrounded by drinking. It was like drinking going on a lot.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of wine was being consumed, and, you know, at night when it got late, then, you know, the fake wine became real wine. And it was, you know, we had a great time together. And the women are fantastic on that show, too. And I've known the woman who plays Ellie, Krista Miller.
Mm-hmm.
I've known her since the Drew Carey show. She was a regular on that, and I was recurring on that for a bunch of years. And so I've known her before, you know, she got married, and we've, you know, so it was like a family almost to begin with. And Courtney Cox is one of these people who, she's very motherly, so she likes like a group of people around her, and she takes care of everyone, you know, she's nurturing. But also, if you get out of line, she'll smack you upside the head with a ruler. But which is, you know, and some of us needed that at times, especially when the wine was flowing a little bit. So it was a wonderful experience. And we all had like a bit of depression once it was over. Because we realized it was one of the best jobs that we're ever going to have. Because you don't get into a cast where it's like that. And we keep searching for that, you know, the next wonderful experience. Actually, I'm just searching for the next paycheck. So, you know, I'll take a group of horrible people as long as, you know, the check clears.
Well, you know... You are so talented. I mean, with all your different projects, I'm glad you brought up Drew Carey. Of course, one of my favorite shows, very short lived, but I thought it was great. Norm.
And the same girl was on Cougar Town as Drew Carey as well, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I forget.
And
her name.
Norm's show was a train wreck that kept going. It was like three seasons. I was like, this can't go on. There's too many weird personalities on this show.
Yeah.
Norm MacDonald himself was, you know, a very funny man, but he's one of these guys who can't tie his shoes, but can, like, you know, is a math wizard. You know, he's very good at some things and cannot function on other levels.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, it was him and Artie Lang. It was a train wreck that was a lot of fun.
Well, Ian Gomez, thank you so much for joining us and helping us talk about the release of Always Worthy. Everyone check that out. And one final thing, Ian, do you mind if I, on the count of three, can we do a penny can?
Sure.
All right, 3, 2, 1, penny can!
Penny can!
Nice. Oh, my life is complete. Thank you so much, Ian. Take care.
All right. Thank you, guys. Take care.
Excellent.
Thank you.
And this,
he's so talented.
Yes, he is. Sure. And this is not Percy Sledge singing When a Man Loves a Chicken.
a chicken. How about a duck?
A duck.
Aha. Why do you think I picked this up?
Oh, of course, because it's not a duck. But it is a quack up. Okay. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back with a very special guest.